Thanks, Greg. Yes, we have found Angel Blue, who will be singing in Porgy and Bess, the selected highlights. Welcome to Philadelphia.
Thank you so much.
This season, you opened the Metropolitan Opera season playing Bess in Porgy and Bess. How was that?
Oh, it was very exciting. Actually, to be honest with you, it really hasn't hit me yet. It feels sort of like it was a really great dream that happened, one that I keep remembering, but I don't know that it's actually hit me that it happened already.
How did you approach playing the role of Bess in that opera? I mean, it's such beautiful and memorable music.
I like the acting aspect of opera a lot. So for me, I mean, the music, of course, is beautiful, but there are so many facets to Bess's character. And I had the opportunity to work very closely with our director, James Robinson, who actually really helped me to understand her as not just a musical character, but also as a woman and a person who's constantly struggling with making better decisions for herself.
Wow. Well, it's a very human story.
Yes, incredibly human. I mean, I like to think that if Bess was a real person, that I would, as Angel, I would try to befriend her. But I know that because she has not always, none of us actually are consistently making the best choices for ourselves or for those around us. But I know that in Bess's case, I really do believe that within her heart, she wants to do the right thing, but she struggles a lot with doing that. And if I were her friend, I would definitely try to encourage her. She really is just like one of us, you know, an everyday person.
Right, driven by?
I think she's driven by the idea of love, which is very interesting because I think I'm driven by the same thing. She's caught up in this idea that there's this man named Porgy who overlooks all of her faults, and he just loves her because she's Bess. And he tells her flat out in the first duet that they sing together, when they sort of declare their love for each other, he tells her, I want no wrinkle on your brow. And I didn't know what that meant, actually. And I was talking to my grandmother, and I said, what do you think that means, wrinkle on your brow? And she said, oh, baby, you know, that means I don't want you to have any worries. I don't want you to be worried about anything. And that's Porgy's entire life is based on, in my opinion, based on making Bess happy. And I think she's in love with that idea.
Wow. Well, it must be wonderful to inhabit that character. And then when you do a performance such as this one, it's different because you're on stage with an orchestra and there are only four singers. So how does that change your approach?
The only difference in doing a concert versus the fully staged production is probably the costumes and the staging. The emotion, the singing, everything is still the same. I still feel the exact same way about Bess. I still think that Bess is a woman who's in love with the idea of being in love and being taken care of, but constantly feels that she's not worthy of that. All of those things will still come across. It's just that we won't have a set that's rotating, and you know, we won't have these great costumes and the hair and the makeup and all of that. But I hope people enjoy it anyway.
Oh, I'm sure they will. And this concert version has four singers, and you're singing, you're telling the story, but you're also adding some numbers. So you're singing some numbers that you wouldn't necessarily sing as Bess?
Yes. I'm singing Serena. So that means I sing the aria, My Man's Gone Now, in this concert, which is incredibly daunting. And that is simply because so many people have sung it beautifully and, you know, with so much emotion. It's a difficult piece for me to sing because I lost my father, gosh, 13 years ago, and all of the things that Serena expresses in that aria are things that I feel when I think about my dad and his memory.
And I've heard you say at other times that sometimes it's difficult to sing because you get caught up so much in the emotions.
I do. I get caught up in the emotion because, well, I think for me, it's just, I'm an emotional person anyway, but I don't think that's a bad thing. I do think it's very important to be able to control one's emotions. I go on stage to be honest and to be able, and for me, actually, performing is very therapeutic. So the way I see it is, if I am an emotional person and emotional about a character and I get to express that emotion through that character, that's the best vehicle for me to use to express it.
Well, you're doing so many different things, and you seem to bring such a joy and joie de vivre to everything. And I saw this video you did with kids.
Yes.
About what an opera singer is. It
Yes.
was just so endearing.
Thank you.
So we're about to hear the highlights from Porgy and Bess, and I understand one of the first numbers is also one of the first numbers you put on your album, Joy Alone.
Yes, it is Summertime. It is the best way, in my opinion, to open not only a concert, but also an album.
Well, great. Thank you so much, Angel, for giving us a few minutes of your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
We really look forward to the second half.
Thank you.